Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer presented a Medal of Honor award, the first of its kind for a Petersburg police officer, to Heidi Agner this week. She was nominated for the honor by her co-workers for her work in a standoff with a man who allegedly fired an assault rifle at police.
After successfully stopping him from entering a populated area with a roadblock, you took the lead in confronting him, engaging him in conversation, and using your skills as a trained negotiator in getting him to eventually surrender. You exposed your position by shining your light on him, lessening the risk of your fellow officers, and placing yourself in extreme personal danger during a confrontation that lasted about an hour. During this time, he was aiming his rifle at you. You and your co-workers would have been unquestionably justified in using deadly force against him.
30-year-old Jace Cunningham is facing assault and other charges from the incident October 4th on Frederick Point Road. He's pleaded not guilty to the charges and has a court appearance scheduled for later this month. Meanwhile, City Manager Steve Giesbrecht reported on the local police's response to a report of an armed man October 28th threatening to kill police and others downtown. Officers evacuated Keto's Cave Bar early that morning because they believe the man was headed there. Giesbrecht told the city council he followed up on that incident with Police Chief Jim Agner and Petersburg Mental Health's Kim Kilkenny.
We had an alleged threat against a person and a threat against any officer that might be present. Chief Agner and I met with two of the bar owners, and Kim Kilkenny joined us by my invitation just to kind of discuss what happened, what could we do better, you know, what's kind of going on a little bit. And I think we came to some agreement on some communication issues that might help down the road, but doesn't necessarily explain why folks have this overwhelming urge to shoot guns here at town, particularly at police officers. So we're going to continue to try to work on some of that and get some pressure off of Jim and his folks.
24-year-old Derek Knudsen faces assault and weapons charges in that case. He, too, has pleaded not guilty to those charges and has a court appearance scheduled in January. In other emergency response, city staffers also reported on their efforts to find out more about a tsunami warning following a large earthquake off the coast of British Columbia October 27th. Councillor Sue Flint said she did not see a tsunami warning message on television and wondered why. Fire and EMS Director Sandy Dixon said the police department had heard from other local residents who did see a television warning message. Dixon said she worked with Chief Agner to track down more information.
His dispatcher was fielding a lot of calls, as was Sergeant Agner, and Jim and I were trying to gather information by calling other departments, other city entities, to find out what they were, what effects they were getting or what information they had. And we discovered that the Coast Guard was giving inaccurate information, so we called the Coast Guard to tell them that they weren't reading the appropriate information. And it was determined that we didn't have an emergency in our area.
Dixon said local authorities were ready to alert people in the event of a tsunami, and she and both Chief Agner reported conflicting information about the possibilities for a tsunami wave in Petersburg that night. In other council action, the City Council approved an ordinance that reaffirms $15,000 worth of city spending on promoting borough formation. Councillor John Hogue asked that the money be spent as much as possible on getting out the relevant facts to voters.
I've got a little bit of philosophical disagreement with just signs, or what I call feel-good posters, as nice as they may look. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the most important facts to get out is for those people that are going to be out of town, according to the state statute, if they don't have a forwarding address given to the state elections division, they're not going to get a ballot.
And in related news, City Manager Giesbrecht explained the city had put up pro-borough signs on the city property and had removed anti-borough signs from the same sites. Opponents of the borough have been asking why tax dollars are only being spent to promote the borough and not give the opposing view.
You know, the way this ordinance reads, it's basically, you know, the city has the right to put material on our property and the right to say no other things can go on our property. We did run that by the city attorney to make sure that we were correct in our interpretation of that. They have confirmed that. So at this point in time, you know, we've got them in, like I said, about a half a dozen places and have told the folks that they cannot put no borough signs there.
The section of city code cited by the attorney spells out local law on littering. It's titled Posting Notices on Public Structures Prohibited, and it reads, quote, no person shall post or affix any notice, poster, or other paper device calculated to attract the attention of the public to any lamppost, public utility pole, or shade tree, or any public structure or building except as may be authorized or required by law. Councillors also approved a new year-long contract for the city's lobbyist in Juneau for $36,000. The council finished up the night with a closed-door executive session on the city's bargaining positions for upcoming negotiations with Power and Light employees, represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.